This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
What's upset you now?
Where were you at the weekend?
I was in Oxford, actually, Mikey. I was in your ends.
Really?
I've come to the conclusion, and I don't really like to do this, but it's not one of my favourite places, Oxford, I've got to say.
What was the gig?
It was the Glee.
One of the worst gigs in the country.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with Oxford?
I think it thinks it's better than it is. it's kind of like we're hipsters. It's not really, is it? It's sort of, it's like Grantham in a beanie hat.
What's Grantham?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Grantham is where Margaret Thatcher was from. It's like a sort of, you know, Oxford is just kind of like quite a sort of stiff sort of place that thinks it's cool.
You're probably judging it on Cowley Road, though, aren't you? Where the Glee Club is.
I've been there a few times now. I think Oxford is a sort of person. It's like an estate agent at a festival. that is how I would describe Oxford.
The festival? The country?
No, like that's it's like a sort of like straight person that has gone to a festival for the weekend that thinks it's trendy. That's what Oxford is. Right. I mean, sorry,
I'm not against this, but at all.
I don't care whether you're against it or not. It's my opinion. I think Oxford has got a massive opinion of itself, and
I was going to say I'm not against this, but what's this based on?
It's based on my visits to Oxford. It's based on what I think of Oxford.
Yeah, but I know. But how have you come to this conclusion?
I've gone there. I've walked around with my eyes and ears open, and I have assessed the situation, and I have now surmised that it is.
But you're not giving any evidence.
Okay. It's basically I go there. There's like little cafes and sort of like, you know, oh god, yeah, we've got like these little. Hey, yeah, it's a noodle bar. Oh yeah, we're just sort of stood on the corner of the street smoking rollies. But at their core, they are a bunch of fucking squares.
But how do you know they're squares?
Because I just do. I can tell.
Oxford.
It's Oxford. You know, it's not fucking. It thinks it's Bristol, and it's more like Leamington Spa.
Oh my god! And did you say this to them? Was this your opener?
If I'd have said that to them, my gig would have gone better. I think I opened my gig. I mean, the bloke was an arsehole by saying, I thought it was unfair to dislike you because I didn't like your face. But actually, as it turns out, everything about you is shit. I mean, I think I might be basing my opinion of Oxford on the bloke in the front row of my gig on Saturday night on reflection.
Finally, everything makes sense.
My suspicion, I'd always kind of thought a little bit like about this, about Oxford.
Are there any other towns that you don't, like, it's a good,
not at the
it's
moment,
a good
no,
subject.
It's just Oxford I've got a problem with.
So, Mikey,
the good thing about Oxford is I don't mind saying this because I would quite happily go on record with this and then go out and walk around Oxford and not be scared. You know, if I was saying this about sort of Middlesbrough or, you know, Brighton even, I'd be like, oh, fucking hell, I'm going to have to watch my background here. But in Oxford, I go...
Isn't that a plus point for Oxford then? Because no one would kick off or try and beat you up or something?
No. I'd prefer it if they had courage of their convictions.
But they don't have any convictions.
That also goes in. They do. You might not realise you do, but you do.
Okay.
You know, this is the problem. They don't even know it. It's taken me to go there and kind of make this judgment on them.
Can you, Mikey, can you defend Oxford?
I don't know what I'm defending, you're saying that we think it's cool, but it's not cool.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
So, Mikey, here's a question. Do you think Oxford is cool?
I think some areas are cool and some areas are a little bit... Do you ever go to the centre of Oxford? Because it's very different.
If everything goes according to plan, I'm not going there again. So, have I been to the centre of Oxford? Yeah, what I can say now is I've seen enough.
Okay. I mean, a lot of people compare Oxford to Winchester.
Right, okay.
It's a big Winchester.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to go down
Winchester
well.
Winchester thinks it's as cool as Oxford does.
But we'd have... Well, how do we know?
Although,
you have to say, over the years, we've discovered that you think Winchester's quite cool.
I like Winchester, yeah. Winchester was a good place to grow up.
You think Winchester is cooler than I think Oxford is? Which puts you in...
No. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. You've moved to Oxford. I'm moving to... Oxford is not a place to move to.
But where is?
Brighton, Manchester, Glasgow, Leeds, London. I can go on. I've given you five straight out of the traps there. If you want more, I've got more. Dublin.
You're the proper... You sound like Brent.
Yeah, good.
Dublin,
do you want more?
Liverpool, Manchester.
But I could just name cities.
Edinburgh.
No, you couldn't, though, because,
can you name
the places
cities?
I have named are places that are justifiable to move to. You go, I've decided I'm going to move to London. Fine. If someone goes, I've decided I'm going to move
London's
to...
London's got a point! And this is like Eurovision.
A second.
London's
Let
got
me
a point!
Speak.
Come on!
If someone went, I'm going to move to Oxford, I'd go, what the fuck are you talking about? Unfortunately, you didn't have that conversation with me, and you've now moved to Oxford, and you're fucked.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, oh, dear. It's like, you know, I've been there this weekend, and I've gone, do you know what? I never quite realised how bad this place is. Oh, we've got boats, we've got fucking bikes. Oh, yeah, we're riding around town on a bike. Yeah, I'm just going to ride into town on my bike, man. Yeah, I might stop off and read a book by the river. Fuck off.
That sounds nice.
Of course it sounds nice to you, but like, you know, I'm just going to make myself a packed lunch. And what are you up to today? Oh, not much. Going to take my book down by the river and have a sandwich.
What are you doing in Winchester?
I'll go into town if I need to go into town.
Oh, he's going into town. Look at him going into town. Where the shops are in his car. Oh, I've got a car.
I'm going to town because I need to buy something.
Oh, he needs to buy something. So he goes into town in his car.
You two would get laughed out of court. I have given hard evidence. You two have got nothing. Oh, look at him going into town. I went into town because I needed to get some tungsten. Sorry, now I do sound like Partridge. I'm just trying to think of something like that.
Come on, I needed some nappies.
What? I needed some nappies. Okay, there we go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And did you find any that
fit?
Do
you mean, oh, no. I mean, I've got a toddler. At some point, I'm going to need nappies.
Okay, but why do you think I go into town then?
To read a book by the river.
I've never done that. I've smoked
a roll up. Answer me this. Why do you go into town?
I go to a cafe
and exchange ideas.
That's what people... You
where did you meet
cafe?
Your philosopher, mate, whose book you ended up in?
In the cafe.
Where?
The one that we used to record in. In Oxford.
Yeah, you went to a cafe in Oxford. You met a philosopher. You ended up in his book. I rest my case.
Okay.
You were in a cafe in Oxford exchanging ideas. exactly the sort of thing that will happen in Oxford. Say what you want about Winchester. I have never met a philosopher in a cafe and ended up in his book.
This you went into, town and got some nappies.
Yeah.
So take that.
Oh, I mean, I'll tell you what it feels like. You know,
do you work for the tourist board in Oxford?
Who?
You.
No. Absolutely not.
Please apply there. And when they say, why do you think you're right for the job? Just press play. Just play.
The only time
we'll
I would
play
go
this
to
episode
Oxford is if there was a band touring. I went to the academy to watch Hawkwind about 20 years ago. And
nice venue.
It's not actually. Say? It's a really annoying shape. It's long and thin.
I said nice venue.
It's not. The bar protrudes out into the thing. It's really...
It's long and thin.
Yeah.
No need to bring my penis into this, thank you.
As from a performance point of view, you would rather have it wider. Like, so it's quite... That's what
she said. Sorry, hello? Is this on?
Yeah, no, it's not a good venue, and I would only go there as an absolute last resort if I was working on the night that they were playing in, like, Southampton or London, and I would go, well, I'll have to go to Oxford.
Oh, my God.
Fair enough.
Anyway, I was in Oxford this weekend is a short answer to your question.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, there was a bloke in the front row who was, it's difficult to sort of like chart people when you've only just met them and there is 49 years of people to pick from. But this guy has gone straight in the top five of most annoying people I've ever met in my life.
Oh my God.
Absolutely despicable man.
Wait, and sorry, he was in the crowd.
He was in the front row, part of a five-man stag do. I mean, that tells you everything.
Why
you
do they go
him.
To comedy?
Why is there only five of you? You fucking loser. I mean, absolutely pathetic individual.
How old were they?
I don't know, 35 maybe. Not even that, maybe like early 30s. Your age, Mikey, probably. I'm surprised you weren't with them, actually. They were your sort of crowd.
I feel like I'm getting attacked for being part of the Oxford people now.
Were you on the stag do?
Oh, I feel like I'm being attacked. Oh, God, I'm just standing with my book and my coffee, minding my own business. Fuck off. Oh, God, all I want to do is ride my bike.
I'm from Winchester.
Yeah, that's it, mate. No, once you're there, that's it. You're dead to us.
Okay.
You are repping the OX1.
You guys should have a boat race.
What musician?
Oh, get rid of Cambridge. The Oxford Winchester boat race.
Are there any sort of like well-known musicians from Oxford? Let's really...
From Oxford. No. Do they go to Cambridge or Oxford?
No, they're not. They're from Devon, aren't they? One of them's from Southampton, actually. I've met him at the football. A friend of mine is friends of his. Will, the drummer.
Emma Watson's knocking about.
Oh, that famous musician, Emma Watson, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Okay, no, fair enough.
I've seen Emma Watson twice in my life.
Have you?
Once in Oxford, getting on a train.
Right.
Yeah.
In Oxford.
Foles?
Do you like Foles? They're quite good, actually.
No, there we go.
I don't like them, but they're quite good, aren't they, what I've heard.
What bands are from Winchester? What bands are from Brighton? You'll know that as well.
Winchester. The drummer from Razorlight, the guy that's...
Radiohead are from Oxford.
Oh, yeah, I did forget about that. This argument is collapsing.
Yeah.
Radiohead are absolutely incredible, it has to be said. I mean, they're not one of my bands, but, I mean, wow. The Bends is... It's astonishingly good. Who else? Keep going. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, from Oxford, Supergrass.
Yeah. I mean, again...
I think they were from Brighton? I think they maybe lived in Brighton. They lived in Brighton.
Ride? I don't know who that is.
Oh, my God. Ride are fucking amazing. Andy Bell is from Ride. He was in Oasis for a while. They're kind of like a shoegaze sort of dream pop type band. They've recently reformed. I think they got a new album out, actually.
That definitely is the top.
I'm out. I'm sorry. You.
Oh, you think that maybe there's better musicians from Oxford than Winchester now?
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to go head-to-head with Radiohead, really, are they?
No. I don't listen to them, but yeah, even I would know to not go head-to-head with Radiohead.
I think basically I just didn't like that bloke.
Yes, I think that's... There we go. We found it. We found it.
So that was, of course, just a 15-minute snippet of What's Upset You Now. If you want to listen to the entire hour, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/WUYN and you can get, wait, you can get a free trial. No money. Do it now.
I got so excited and I almost signed up myself and then realised I don't need to. I've heard the episodes. I was there. If I wasn't there, I would definitely be signing up for that free trial right now.
Where would you do that? Where would you go?
I'd probably first port of call would be patreon.com/WUYN.
WUYN.
And if they couldn't help me, then I'd worry about that then. But I reckon if you speak to those guys, they can give you a free trial. patreon.com/WUYN.